to SubEther Radio. Here are the latest news. Hello, it's 12 o'clock. This is Nika with the local camp news first. At the info desk, there's now a lost and found box open, so if you lost or found something, please go there. At the info desk as well, there's also now Master Plan 1.5 of today's conference program available in print for takeaway. And as always, we have extreme fire danger, so please be careful with all your cigarettes. Another message, the parcel at the info treason or info desk for Alpha Camp is waiting. Please ask for Socrates at the info desk. A message for Alpha Camp, there's a parcel for you. Please ask for Socrates at info desk. Sorry. Okay, on with the world news. Dublin, Republic of Ireland, the alleged leader of the dissident RIA faction responsible for the Omagh bombing, the single bloodiest attack in Northern Irish history, has been convicted of directing terrorism and being a member of an outlawed organisation. Three judges at Dublin Special Criminal Court found Michael McCavitt, reputed leader of the so-called Real RIA, guilty on the two charges. McCavey, 33, who earlier had dismissed his defence lawyers, did not appear in court at the end of a five-week trial. London, England. Italian scientists said Wednesday they had created the world's first cloned horse from an adult cell taken from the horse who gave birth to her. Promethea, a healthy female, weighed in at 80 pounds when she was born during a natural delivery May 28, 2003, sorry, in Italy, after a normal full-term pregnancy. Although sheep, mice, cats, cattle, goats and pigs have already been cloned, Promethea is the first animal known to be carried and born by the mother from which she was cloned. And for net trouble, there's no problems out there, so enjoy the camp.
Do this four times with the left, four with the right, then eight times with both, then repeat. Body moving, body moving, ain't one sound of the sound so soothing. Body moving, if you get it down and you know what touch it down.
Let me get some action from the back section. Anybody rocking? Not perfection. Put your back full grip, but don't slip with this.
Body moving, body moving, even sound of the sound so soothing. Sub Ether Radio, Scotty speaking. We are here at the Welcome Show together with Scotty and...
Hi, that's Mario.
And we are waiting for the opening event, and as soon as it begins, we will tune in live.
Okay, and now we've got a live feed from the opening event, from the big Hack Center tent. I think it's going to start very soon now. Well?
We have a little delay.
Okay, we will try again later. It's not ready yet. So stay tuned, Radio Sub Ether. You just heard Atari Teenage Riot, Delete Yourself, and I'm not sure how our feed from the main event at 12 o'clock is. but it's not ready yet, so we have to wait some more, still it's starting. And I can tell you what we are going to do in the next 2 hours. We will have live reporters out on the field at the entry, and we will talk to people who are just arriving, and we've got live reporters on the campsite to get in contact with you. And now we're playing the next song, still waiting for the main event today, and this will be Cobalt 60 Rainbow Warrior. And we are going to do something now. Maybe we've got the feed from the popstar. Oh yes, the feed is there. Okay, it's starting. Okay, it's quite hard to get a clean signal into here, but we try.
Ladies and gentlemen,
yeah, there you go.
Welcome to the second Chaos Communication Camp. Yeah, it has been 4 long years since the last camp, and yeah, we're very happy that you have all returned, or maybe have come for the first time to join this event. We have put a lot of energy into preparing lots of funny things and hopefully lots of interesting lectures as well. And yeah, first of all, I'd like to welcome you here, and I've got a long list of things that might be worth knowing about this event. And I'm going to elaborate a bit on organizational issues. Frank and Andy are then going to present you with a conference program and hints for the speakers as well. But first of all, I can assure you that we have just recently established contact with the Heart of Gold spaceship, and the landing process is actually started and will take place soon. So, (clears throat) In order to allow the landing, we want to ask you to keep the landing zone area free. So this goes directly to campers and everybody who is arriving. I think most of you have already put up their tent, but if you encounter people coming in, looking for the right place, the corner spot over there on the opposite side has to be pretty empty. Well, the bureaucracy has told us that it's necessary to have like a 15-meter free area from the shore to the lake. This is important. There are people going to come today and have a look for it, and we have to remove every tent that is too close to the shore. So please make sure that your stuff is far enough, and if somebody is turning to you and telling you that this might be a problem, please be cooperative so that we can find a solution together. This brings me directly to the golden rules, which is a sheet you can find at the info desk, which you should probably have a look at. This is well designed to make life a bit easier for everybody of us. First of all, this place called Paulshof is a horse's place, so usually where we are standing right now, there are lots of horses and maybe mostly nothing else. And keep in mind that if you were a horse, that you probably like to find it in a very proper way. So this goes directly to litter, especially cigarettes. So don't throw away your cigarettes, and if you find cigarettes that are thrown away, pick them up. This makes it a lot easier for us because it's mostly probably impossible to collect them all if there's just too much is lying around. 4 years ago at the camp, we had a perfect clean area here when everybody left, which was absolutely great. There was not much litter. Well, of course, this and that. And we'd like to even improve on this a bit. So please help us to make this happen. Yeah, we're quite lucky with the weather. We can expect to have brilliant and bright and warm weather during the whole 4 days. Of course, we are prepared for, I don't know, some kind of summer, rain, storm, something. We had quite a few this year. I don't really think it will happen if you look at the weather forecast, but it can happen. So if you have any installments, everything, something that is just like hanging around and that is easy to be destroyed when wind is coming, think twice about your installations, please. Very important in this context as well is the fire problem, because everything is very dry. Open fire is not possible. We allow grills, but we do not allow charcoal grills. So if you want to make use of a charcoal grill, the answer is no. And if you have a standard other grill, gas or with electricity, you have to have a fire extinguisher, or at least a bucket full of water nearby. This is important. If in doubt, talk to our Chaos Emergency Response Team over there with the nice t-shirts. They are located just over here. If there's a problem, a medical problem, they are the first responders. Very important is please do not smoke near the barn. The barn is the big building over there, and you know, hay and this kind of stuff doesn't really ask you to light up, it just does. So be careful, please. And this is, well, of course we are allowed to be here, but this is not a music event. This means we have to arrange for some kind of quietness in the night, so please do not turn up the music too loud, because otherwise we have this nasty talks with people in green suits and this thing, and we're not really interested in these talks. Although the police is very cooperative here, like everybody else in this area, so there's no problem right now. There are some neighbors who are, well, love peaceful and silent areas and being alone here. So this situation is a bit problematic for them. So if you encounter any kind of neighbor or somebody who's looking like, what's this? Like, just wave hello and show that hackers are nice and friendly. We've got the shower container over there, and the problem is we do not have a direct connection for the water. So everything gets collected in the tank underneath. This means if you take a shower, you're washing yourself, and please think that everything that's flowing through is just collected underneath, and we have to empty this. This is both a lengthy process and an expensive one as well. So try to be very careful with the water. It's a very limited resource. I can only recommend the lake over there, which is usually enough for everything. Yeah, of course, you're not allowed to use soap in the lake, but you're allowed to swim as long as you like, at no extra charge. The Wavelan group is asking not to use microwave ovens at the camp because you are distorting our Wavelan network. And of course, we've got a no dog rule here. So generally, dogs are not allowed. We had some people arriving with dogs. We're talking with them, and eventually the dogs have to be returned because, again, this is a horse's place, and we have a clear arrangement that this is for hackers, but not for dogs. Yeah, it can get quite problematic as well if there are too many dogs here. About the structure, there is a master plan handed out at the info desk. Generally, the info desk over there is your one-stop department. You see the nice people waving. Wave back, please. Woo! Okay, this works. So there are the first responders for information, and the others are the first responders for emergencies. We have, I forgot. We've got some towers standing here, exactly three. They're housing all the antennas and other useful stuff. But these towers are for antennas only. So please do not climb on these towers because towers have the problem with gravity, and we don't want to run into any problems. If you have any questions that is probably not possible to be answered by the info desk, there are people running around with this yellow crew sticker, which I forgot. So don't ask me. People with the crew sticker probably know a bit more about everything, so you can ask them. And if people of the crew are asking you to do something, please just do it and don't go into lengthy discussions because they know what has to be done quite well. Part of the crew is also a documentation team, a photography team, and a video crew. They are doing pictures for us, and they are aware of our general reservedness about privacy, so they take care and they know how to behave. Sometimes a bit problematic with the press. Press is allowed at the field, and as you know, press is always in a hurry, and I want my pictures, so talk to them if you think they are not behaving the way we expect them to do, but I think basically it will be all right, and usually they are gone quite fast. New volunteers. This is a voluntary event, which means this camp would not be possible without the help of everybody. So we ask you to help out if you want, if you can, wherever there is a need for it. This system is somehow organized. We have a special tent over there, the heaven, the angel area. So if you want to be a chaos angel, please go to this tent. They know what has to be done here at the camp, where you can help. And if you are willing to help us, we need help at all kinds of positions, and there's always something new popping up where we need help. yeah, please go to the Archangels and they are taking care of you and your problems. We also want you to wear these badges. If you do not wear your badge, please take it on. If you do not have a badge, please go to the entrance and get your badge after this event, because we really want to know how many people are on the field, and of course we need the money as well, and we want everybody to wear this badge. Structure. This is the Hack Center, this is the main tent and the meeting point where the info desk is. We're going to have some events here, but not many. There's huge space for you to put up your computer, and we've got the two lecture tents, A and B, over there, which are going to host the conference program. Over there on that side is our marketplace near the Art and Beauty Village. There you can get food. We've got three food booths there, and you can get drinks there as well. I need one. And what did I forget? Yeah, and if you have still a car on the camping ground, please take it off the ground. Cars are not allowed here. We have had some exceptions for people bringing heavy stuff, but generally no cars. We need the space for more people who will arrive, and generally remember this is a place for horses and we want to preserve the nature as much as possible. Okay, that's my organizational blah blah, and now I hand over to Andy, who's going to present you the conference program we have prepared for you, and Frank is going to talk to the speakers as well. Thanks.
Thanks, Tim, also for system yesterday. I'm proud to announce that since yesterday our database knows alphanumeric characters, which means what has been formerly called Tent 1 and 2 is now Tent A and B. Those of you who received what talent you go to Tent A and that time, A is 1 and B is 2, all right? Thanks. our normal schedule for the conference is 12 to 12, so 12 till midnight. Afterwards, if you're still free, to feel free to present something here. This area in the Hack Center is available at almost all times for spontaneously actions. That also means that those workshops who need more time than it's scheduled, take this space here or go to the lake or go to the wherever, sit down. We're just trying to really be on schedule so that all events take place at the right time. We have a minor change that's about the IPsec thing, because those people want you to try that out, that technology. So today at 4 o'clock there will be an update in the schedule, that's in Tent B. This evening here will be about the project formerly known to you as TCPA or Palladium, now renamed to Trusted Computing Group or Next Generation Secure Computing Base. I guess that's quite an issue for this year. Tomorrow, the evening will be run by John Gilmore, representing all his use of John Ashcroft, which is quite a lot. and we have some other events taking place. Maybe from time to time, look in the web, because we might have to adjust the schedule here and there. But there's not much to say about it. Maybe the Saturday evening is important. I'm proud to announce that we will have Matthias Breckers and Mr. Wisniewski here, both authors of books about this September 11th operation, about all those unanswered questions, about all those theses, what could have happened that day. Maybe that answers a lot of questions about all the security and privacy questions we have to raise through all the technical workshops. Of course, we have some technical updates here and there, but I don't think I have to say much about it. For the speakers, we still haven't received all the documentation, so we still urge those of you who make a lecture and did not send us a description of what you're going to do and some URLs so people can read after the workshop at the pages or find your documentation, please send it to contact@campcccde. That helps us to bring that material to you as well.
If you're a speaker, please make sure that you're at your assigned tent at the precisely right time. We want to run the schedule very tight so people can rely on at this time this workshop starts and at this time the next workshop starts, because you want to avoid this confusion that everything is getting delayed. So in the workshop and lecture tents, the angels will hold up little signs telling you how many minutes are left. And if the 1 minute sign comes up, please get to the point and come to an end, because the next guy wants to start his workshop. The only exception is the last workshop, because that's the one that has no limits in the end. If you have questions after the workshop, please take some space here in nature or in the Hack Center if it rains or it's too hot, and discuss your stuff there. But get out of workshop tent that you have assigned to. If you have any questions as a speaker about your slot, or if you are getting merged with another slot because you're talking about the same topic or stuff like that, please ask me. Me and Andy are the guys responsible for keeping the Fahrplan up to date. In recent copy, the recent copy of the schedule is always available at the info desk there, over there, and at the tents. So there's always a copy hanging on the tent, and we're trying to keep them updated, and we try not to move around too much now, check back then. One word from the network crew. The fixed network is mostly up and running, except for one data loo, which is one of the silvery things that are connecting you to the network. Please ask your neighbors where they get their network from. Most of the people now know where their switch ports are. I think N3 is the one that is still not completely working, but the people are working on that, and then you will get network there. So if you have no network, just wait a moment. The people are caring for the network, and don't go to the NOC and ask all 5 minutes, is there network? Is there network? Because that's the people know that there is no network if there is none. Okay. One last thing. If you don't have received a trash bag at the entrance, please get one in an hour at the info desk. They have none there at the moment, but in an hour there will be several. And get a trash bag. Pick up your trash, put it in a trash bag, and leave them in the trash bins. Thank you.
Okay, some final words, because there's always something you forget. Two important things on this camp, which you may have already noticed. The first is we got a radio station going, Radio Sub-Ether. And you can receive it 24 hours a day, and they are sending out on FM on 88.3 megahertz. So if you got a radio receiver, mobile, you can hear radio all the time. They are informing, they are sending out interviews and music, of course, so there is permanent entertainment. If you like to see the radio studio as well, it's over there at this tower here on the right hand side. And also there you will find the phone operation center. So we not only have a network operation center, but also a phone operation center. And they are running a private branch exchange. And if you got a DECT phone, so the standard digital wireless phone people are normally using at home, we've got a complete DECT coverage on the camping ground. And you can get your own extension, which basically means calling anybody here who's got a phone for free, and you can be called as well. And as an extra value, if you dial 5566, you can always directly tune into the radio station as well. Pretty cool. Of course, the radio is also available via MP3 streaming, and you find the coordinates on the website. I think there's it's pointing to the wiki. One word about the Camp Wiki. Of course, the Camp Wiki is still online, and we want you to use it for your projects. If you got something to announce, use the wiki, read the wiki for things other people are setting up. So this is a very good source for pointers to what is going on at the camp, and it's self-organizing in a way. Yeah. One last word on litter, especially bottles are a problem. Yeah, don't leave bottles lying around anywhere. I mean, we don't want you to have litter lying around, but bottles are a special problem because of the lens effect, and with so much brightness here, it's a fire problem once more. Okay, so now I think you know what is available. If you got more questions, ask the crew, ask the info desk, and of course, have a lot of fun at the Chaos Communication Camp, and I'm sure it's going to be 4 great days. Thanks.
Radio Sappi, sir.
This one. We make a shower from the fire.
Radio Sappi. Radio Sappi, sir. I'm not quite sure if I'm online.
Ende der Sendung.
And now for some music.
Welcome to Radio Sapiser. You just heard the opening event, and we are sorry for technical difficulties you could hear, and we are working on the problems right now. And now I can give you Sam from the entrance area. He will be there in a few minutes and start to interview people who just arrived by car at the camping site. So the newcomers are being welcomed by our radio team with Sam. But first you've got to hear DJ Lizard with Zach McCracken remix. Radio Sapisam. Okay, we've got a camera at the info desk, and if it's your digital analog, it's an analog camera, and if it's your Konica camera, please come to the info desk and ask for Socrates. Your camera is lying at the info desk. And now we've got Sam from the entrance area with live interviews.
Hi, here's Sam, live from the entrance area. And with me are the both angels, the entrance angels Stefan and Anton, which are right busy right now because there are several cars coming onto the campsite. But when I look around, I think there are some parking lots are still free, so there can be there's a lot of space for incoming traffic, car traffic. Stefan, what do you want to say?
Well, what do I want to say? There are a lot of free spaces left here, so I go English, okay, as logisch. Apologize for the German here. I have to switch my language back to English here. When you arrive or when you drive away from the parking lot, please do us all of and drive slowly. There is a lot of dust out here, and our local Crew Fire Department actually tried to keep the sand wet so it won't be as dusty, but it's really bad. It doesn't work that way. So please drive slow. Yeah, there's a small hint for those of you who have their cars here and actually decided to leave their windows to be open for the hot air. I wouldn't do that because your car will be like a small little desert in the middle. There's a lot of sand from the floor that just comes up and will pollute your car. So do yourself a favor, come here and close up your windows if you have any open. Other than that, it's hot. It's very hot. It's getting any hotter. And yeah, that's it for me.
Oh, thanks.
Okay, that's it from the entrance. Bye-bye.
Okay, you got this? Please don't leave your car windows open, else you've got a desert in your car. And what we are more interested, I think, in the dirty little stories from the entrance area. Are there cars getting stuck in the sand? People are losing their stuff out there in the desert. But I think we will hear some more of it in a few minutes after we hear God Modules, Where Even the Stars Stand Still.
Thank you.
Radio Subhaeser. And now we've got Ian.
Yep.
Ian, we've got Ian here at the Studio A of Subhaeser, and he attended to the DEF CON, the other large hacking event this year. And Ian, how was the weather over there?
Hot. About as hot as it is here, actually, but really dry, pleasant. Bit of rain. It's in the middle of a desert. That was a bit strange, but all told, hot, pleasant, fun.
Okay, great. So, well, what was going on over there? What events did you attend to?
I went to several presentations. It's quite similar to the CCC in that, or to the camp. They went to Hacker Jeopardy parties Friday night, the biggest load of parties I've ever been to. It was wild.
Wow, great. Do you know how many people attended to the DEF CON?
I think this year there was about 4,000. It was about the same size as last year.
Well, 4,000. So, wow, Hacker Jeopardy. Do you know the the worst question? What was the top question for the winner?
Oh, there was a lot of hard questions. A lot of, do you know the hacker scene over the years? HTTP error codes, if anybody knows those. There was a lot of hard stuff.
Oh, so very difficult. Great.
And you get extra points for drinking more, which makes the questions harder.
So is there a lot of cultural difference between our camp and the DEF CON?
Yeah, I'd say so. DEF CON is primarily American. There's not many Europeans go there, which I think we should change. There's a lot more, it's a lot more organized and less anarchic, but in some ways a lot less free-flowing because of that.
Okay, so they've got more structures over there, and I think it's bigger event. They've got maybe 1,000 people more. You attended actually to a few DEF CONs over the years, and how do you think, has it changed or something?
I attended this year and last year, and I've got friends who did DEF CON 9 the year before. And I'd say it's got a lot better over time. DEF CON 9 was almost closed down DEF CON. There was a lot of crime. This year and last year was absolutely superb.
Okay, was there anything new released? Some exploits? I think our listeners want to know about this.
There was a few bits and pieces. I have to admit, there wasn't anything huge this year. There seems to be a lot more of a focus on the physical security world, you know, lock picking, that sort of thing.
Physical security. Okay. What else can you tell me?
Oh,
is there anything remarkable?
Apart from, there was the parties, that was good.
The parties, okay.
I can't really say enough about those. All told, it was just a very good event. Chilled out, a lot of good conversation, but not that many people from Europe. Oh. Only Americans.
Okay, we are going to change this over the years. And so people, go to the DEF CON next year.
And
on with the program.
And we have news for you. The sea shower is working, so go to the sea and take a shower. And now, hey, we're the junkies.
Okay, great.
Good evening. Topping Nightcast, a possible link between murder and music.
Pages in fashionably blue.
Mothers never work. Single women always do.
So fashionably blue.
Politics doesn't exist. Automobiles screech when they come to a stop.